1, 2, 3, take 5.
Welcome to Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting, President of Reformed Theological Seminary in Orlando. This program is for those willing to take 5 minutes to develop a mind for truth and a heart for God. Here's Don.
How can you cultivate a serving heart? For the past 2 days, we've been thinking about servant leadership and how to grow as servants of Jesus Christ. We've considered the new pattern of leadership that Jesus gave his followers. We've thought about the phases we go through in learning to serve. But now, for the next few minutes, let's get practical. How can you put this to work? How can you cultivate a servant's heart? Here are 4 ways. First, take the mundane, routine matters of life more seriously. Your family and neighborhood are wonderful places to get started and to practice. Give your neighbors a hand when they need help. Ask your spouse how you can serve them better and start doing it. Help mom and dad out in the kitchen or yard. Be available to a brother or sister when they need encouragement or help. Don't wait for others to get started. Make the first move. When things break down, you be the initiator to make things right, especially in your marriage. Be known as the one who makes the first move. Return to your wedding vows and do whatever it takes to fix it before it's too late. Second, be open to the grace of interruptions. Yeah, you heard me right. I said the grace of interruptions. Interruptions may be more than inconveniences. They may be God's appointments in your day. They may be His way of helping you grow and bless others. So be available. I'll tell you, a big enemy of serving and servanthood is busyness. You know, where we're too busy to notice needs, or write a note, or listen to someone who needs to talk, or stop to help someone in our path. As you stop, pray something like this: Lord, I don't want to do this, but give me your eyes and strength to serve. Okay, here's a third way to cultivate a serving heart. Bear with one another. That's what Colossians 3:13 says. Bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgive each other as the Lord has forgiven you. Realize that God may be at work even with the difficult people in your life. Yes, He's in control of those circumstances too. They're there for a reason. So, as difficult as it is, honor God, ask for His strength, and bear with one another in love. This is what Jesus did with the 12 disciples. Now, think of how slow they were to learn. A bunch of knuckleheads, really. Obstinate Peter, proud and thunderous John. And then think of Jesus' patience for you and me. What He puts up with. Fourth, if you want to cultivate a servant's heart, embrace situations of weakness and lowliness. Don't run from them or call those people losers or go on your merry way. Realize that God often meets us there. Didn't our Lord say in Matthew 25 about the hungry, the thirsty, the stranger, the naked, and the imprisoned, that whatever we do or do not do for the least of these, we do or do not do for Him? Powerful words. So, leaders, discipline yourself to regularly embrace situations of weakness and brokenness. You'll find God there. It may be involvement with the homeless, the poor, or even a helpless, abusive parent who's slipping into dementia and can't care for themselves. It'll be hard, and you'll have to keep saying as you serve, "Jesus, I'm doing this for you. I don't want to do it, but I know it's right, so I do it for you." If you want to cultivate a servant's heart, you might even take up that wonderful prayer by Mother Teresa. It's one that she used in serving the poor of Calcutta. Members of her order had vowed to give, quote, wholehearted free service to the poorest of the poor, unquote. So they served people with AIDS, leprosy, tuberculosis, in soup kitchens, clinics, schools, and orphanages. Hard stuff. How did she do it? She would pray, "Dearest Lord, may I see you today and every day in the person of your sick, and whilst nursing them, minister unto you. Though you hide yourself behind the unattractive disguise of the irritable, the exacting, the unreasonable, may I still recognize you and say, 'Jesus, my patient, how sweet it is to serve you.'"
Thank you for joining us today for Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting. We hope this broadcast helps you develop a mind for truth and a heart for God. If you'd like to listen again to today's program, go to rts.edu/ Orlando.